Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today, and thank all of you so much for supporting this platform. It means a lot to us. If you're listening to this, you are a leader in your own right. This is a place we come every single week to grow together, to gain principles that can help us. Iron does sharpen iron. And this community continues to grow as hundreds, I dare say thousands of you. Let us know every month or so that you're being blessed by this podcast. Thank you for listening. We just want to be a blessing out there. I want to be able to sow into your life and help you become the leader that I know God will call you to be. Thank you for walking in this journey of leadership with me and helping us all become better leaders. Better leaders make better communities and families and churches and businesses and you name it. We need leadership now more than ever. Again, I want you to let me know that you are listening. If you're not following me on Instagram, would you please do that? Follow me at JosephWalker3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. On Instagram, and let me know you are listening every single week. And also, I would appreciate if you would go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Check out the books and content we have out there that can be a blessing. A lot of books I've written on leadership, leadership and loneliness, No Opportunity Wasted, just a variety of different books out there as well. Check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to go over there and subscribe. I would appreciate if you would do that. It would mean a lot to us if you would. And be a part of the brand new book club. Man, we're like 6 months in. This thing is just taking a life of its own. And well, a little over a year in, actually. I said 6 months because, you know, when you're having fun, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. But let me tell you something. We are excited. This year, we're reading 25 books. And every 2 weeks, we go on a Zoom and we talk about those books. So maybe you can join us. Just text book club to 78228. And I promise you, it'll be a blessing. So I hope you'll do that. Join us, be a part. Man, some amazing things are happening at Next Level Leader, and I'm excited to share it with you. So join us there. I promise you, it will be a tremendous blessing to your life. All right? So I want to just jump right into this today. This subject matter is something that's very personal for a lot of people. And it's personal for me because I've been there. Leading while bleeding. How do you heal without quitting? Leadership is it's tough stuff, man. A lot of leaders I have discovered that are dealing with a lot of things, carrying a lot that most folks don't know about. When I wrote Leadership and Loneliness, I leaned in on this because it's hard sometimes trying to lead people over against their expectations of what they think you should be. Sometimes leaders are hurting in private, dealing with stuff that nobody would ever imagine, fearful of expressing their vulnerabilities and all of that. But I want to help you listening today understand, how do you lead while bleeding and how do you not quit? Because what you're after and what you're doing is so valuable to the world. It's needed. So maybe this is just an encouragement session to you today, but it's also going to be some strategies that I think can help every leader because we all get each other. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, Paul was dealing with a thorn on his flesh and he was bleeding, man. He was hurting. He asked God to move it 3 times and God did not. But the response from God was that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. God didn't move it. God gave him the grace to lead while he was still bleeding. Let's talk about one, the burden of leadership. See, the burden of leadership says you don't have the luxury of quitting. The fact that you've been chosen to do this, the fact that a lot of people were looked over and you were chosen, you were born for this, you were built for this, you were called to do this. If the leaders quit, what would the people ever do? This is a time to understand that leadership is about being resilient. It's about having a strong upper chin. It's about saying, I know how to take a hit and keep moving. The burden of leadership is that you're going to carry much of what most people can never imagine in their lifetime. But to whom much is given, much is required. And that's why everybody can't be a leader. That's why I'm talking to leaders, because I recognize the burden of leadership. I recognize the phone calls you get, the amazing amount of things you have to deal with all at the same time, the extraordinary weight that you carry. It is real. And most folks don't know it when they come and they engage you or ask you, people ask you, what are you doing and how you're doing? And it's always easy to say, I'm doing well. God bless you. I'm doing fine. Not knowing that you are dealing with some weighty stuff. One phone call can be weighty. You know, I had an interesting situation. I shared it on an earlier podcast. I shared again that I walked in the mall with my wife, and there was a family that had just moved to Nashville with their parents who were already here. And I was just, you know, I walked by this family. I was like in a head fog, and I thought I spoke, but I must not have spoken when they waved at me. And I got this long message on Facebook saying, you know, I was so arrogant. And, you know, the mother was saying, you know, you're not going to have these folk in your church. You could have had some great members, but because, you know, you just walked by them like they didn't, that they were invisible. And I thought to myself, wow, like they had no idea that I just literally gotten out of my car. And on the way into the mall, was on the phone with someone who had just told me somebody very dear to me, who was a member of our church, had passed away. I was processing the death of a very dear friend for over 20 years. And my mind was not in that moment in the right space, but I got no grace from people because they level their experience and expectations and their perceptions against me because I did not show up like they wanted me to at that moment, because they could not even fathom that I was bleeding in that moment. I'm talking to somebody now who understands that that's the burden of leadership, being misunderstood. I wrote about this in my book, Leadership and Loneliness, man. When people don't understand you, they don't understand the nights you've been up, the stuff you're carrying, thinking about other people, you're building a business and you're thinking about the families you're responsible for. Man, you don't have the luxury to quit. You got to keep going because you're responsible for more than yourself. So it is a burden. But here's the second thing. Leaders get wounded too. We're not superhuman out here. The weight of responsibility brings pain. People think we have this, you know, this thing on us that nothing can harm us or hurt us because we give instruction and we share. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of wounded leaders out there. I see it every day. People are wounded, man. People are hurting. People that have been hurt. And sometimes you're hurt by friendly fire. You're hurt by people in your own family, your own camp. Sometimes you can be hurt by people you least expect. And when you get wounded and you're bleeding, it's hard for some people to understand that. That's why it's important to say, ouch. Let me talk to leaders now and tell you that it's okay to let your people know, let the people you know you lead, that you're hurting, that you need time and space. You have to reset their expectations. You have to demystify this idea that leaders are just perfect and they don't hurt, they don't bleed. But let them know, I am in a bad place. This hurts. Something bad happened. When you get wounded, you got to learn how to take that to the Lord. Let him help you. But you got to share with the people who are expecting certain things from you that you are a human being who actually is wounded right now in this season. You ever wonder why Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and took Peter, James, and John and allowed them to see him vulnerable? Because it was an idea to say, look, I'm a leader, but I'm wounded. You have got to be willing to let people know that leaders get wounded too, and not walk with this, you know, superhero cape on kind of mythical leadership style, but to let people know that I'm wounded. And when I'm wounded, I hurt. The third thing is processing pain without poisoning others. See, how can I work through my own stuff without infecting you with venom and poison, without creating a narrative about this is what happened to me and it's going to happen to you, or just because some situation or some person was not right by me, they're not going to be right by you, or just because I had one isolated situation, I'm going to generalize everybody else. I can't poison other people with my pain. I must ask God for the grace to lead and be the leader that I need to be without hurting other people. But I've got to heal even sometimes while I'm leading. Heal from the inside out. That's why I believe it's so important for us to really evaluate what's going on the inside of us and what's going on in our mind, the contemplations, the things that are in our heart, to not be bitter and not walk around vindictive, but to declare that I've got to lead without crying out and yelling at other people. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, while you're healing, don't bleed through your Band-Aid. Get to a point where, you know, people may know that you are hurt, but it's not impacting your work. You're not poisoning other people because of your own personal experiences. Here's number four, the strength of vulnerability. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Admitting weakness is a sign of true leadership. Coming to the end of yourself and being okay saying it, I have nothing left, I need help, is a great sign of courageous leadership. And I've been leading for over 33 years. I know that there are moments in my life where I've had to be honest about my vulnerabilities. And I have found great strength in that. Great strength in saying, I need a moment. Great strength in saying, I can't go on. I'm not going to pretend like everything is okay. There's got to be in all of us a level of vulnerability where we can say, I'm okay sharing that. Admitting your weakness to people that you trust to handle that. Everybody's not going to exploit your vulnerability. As a leader, it's okay because then you help people know how to relate to you. Because if you keep on down this road, like nothing's wrong, I'm good, they will continue to expect supernatural, superhero results from you while you are yet hurting, and you will constantly be in a place of disappointing them. So, vulnerability, it's okay to say, I need help. I'm not in a good place. I need space. And I believe this. I believe with all of my heart that it's in those moments you will find out, number five, that God uses broken people. Oh my gosh. God will use that. Like Paul, who was broken on so many levels. But look at how God used Paul to do what Paul did in the Bible. Look at Joseph in the Bible, the brokenness he experienced, being lied on and thrown into prison, but yet God used him as second in command in Egypt. Look at David, the mistakes he's made, the brokenness, the guilt, the shame. Think about what he went through and begin thinking about that God would raise him up to be king. Think about the brokenness in your life. God always uses broken people. The best leaders are those who have been broken. Let me say it again. The best leaders are those who have been broken. I want you to hear this. There's a story of a young girl who was crying to her dad because her crayon broke. She was so upset. I mean, she was having an existential crisis. And her dad came to her and said, "What's wrong, Daddy? I broke my crayon." And he sat down next beside her and gave her the lesson of a lifetime and told her, "Sweetie, broken crayons color too." That's a word for you. You do know that, right? You do know that broken crayons color. You know broken people still can build, still can create business, still can lead. You do know that, right? As a broken person, admit that, acknowledge that, because when you do it, it will be for the glory of God, not because of who you are, but because of what God has done in and through your life. What I have found so important here is what number six is going to say to you is healing through service. Purpose can be a source of restoration, that when you pour yourself into something that is aligned with your purpose, it matters, that changes lives. You'll be amazed at how you can get healing through that. I have gotten so much healing by serving others. I have gone through my own personal crises, and yet I turned that pain into serving others, and it took my mind off of that. And I began to realize how important things are and things aren't. That's how you just serve. Find a place to plug in and serve and do something to be a blessing to someone else, right? Purpose, man, is a source of restoration. Let's review what we've talked about, man. This is an emotional topic, but I hope it's helping somebody out there now. I know I'll hear from you. I do. But the first thing, as we talk about leading while bleeding, is the burden of leadership. That it is you know, important to know that when you are a leader, you are called to do something that most folks cannot do. Please get my book. If you don't have it, please, please, please go to josephwalker3.org, Leadership and Loneliness. It will bless you as it relates to understanding the burden of leadership, but also leaders get wounded too. There are no exemptions just because you have a title in front of your name or behind your name you have letters. There's no exemption. Every leader experienced wounds. Jesus experienced wounds. Even before the cross, the wound of betrayal, denial. Man, here's the next thing. Process pain without poisoning others. One quote I heard some time ago, it was very, very powerful. The quote said, you can't lead people if you're bleeding on them. Wow. So I want you to think about this, right? I want you to really get to a point where you say, Lord, let me process this pain without poisoning other people. Let me not pour all of this on somebody else, but let me truly process what's going on in my life. And then number four, let me be honest about the fact that I can admit my weakness and find true strength in that. That the strength of vulnerability is the admission of my own limitations, my own weakness, and find strength in that moment. Here's number five. God uses broken people. Can I say it again for the people in the back? God uses broken people. So don't think that you can't be used or you're no longer valuable to the kingdom. You made a mistake. Get up. Pull yourself together. Let's go. You got something to do and your gift matters. Your leadership matters. And then if you want to say, well, I'm not ready to go back completely to that. Well, then why don't you do this? Heal through service. Find something that aligns with your purpose and pour yourself into that and be a blessing and watch how it puts life in perspective. It makes the main thing the main thing. It recalibrates your expectations and the seasons of your life. Wow. But here's number seven, ladies and gentlemen. Surround yourself with support. Jesus had the disciples. Who do you have? Who do you have around you that could truly pour into you? Who do you have around you right now in your life that truly, truly can help you while you're bleeding? You need to surround yourself with those people that will cover you and not expose you, people that will pray for you and not pray on you. I think you heard that. So I want you today, as you hear this podcast, I want you to go through this list and I want you to really pray about it. I want you to think about every single person that you know is bleeding while they're leading and think about yourself, seasons in your life, even now that you're dealing with something weighty and nobody understands and it's frustrating. Let me just tell you, you got to make a declaration today. I can't quit. There are people depending upon what I am doing. And so I am going to keep pushing through until the thing comes to fruition that God said would happen over my life. I'm so grateful, man. I'm thankful. Listen, I want to make sure you let me know how this one has blessed you. Can you do that? Right now, JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I want you to send me a message, JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Send me a message. Let me know if this has blessed you. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org, and maybe get a book or so, or check out the merch. Find out when I'll be in your town. I would love to connect with you. Let's have coffee. Let's hook up. I love for two or three of y'all in a certain city to come, and we just talk leadership stuff, man. That's what I love. Let's make it happen. Go to my itinerary, see when I'll be in your city. If you are a next level leader, we got to connect. Here's the other thing. I want you to make sure you become a next level leader book club member by texting book club to 78228. This is all about leadership. And then I want to make certain that you, every single day, are striving to become the leader that you know God has called you to become. Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate you. Now, don't forget also to go over to YouTube and check out my wife and I, our life, our journey, our truth. It will be a blessing to your life. It's all about leadership for me, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about understanding this. And I have learned over these years, there are seasons in my life when I'm so hurt, I could turn that in, deal with it privately, or I could share honestly and openly with the people that love me that I'm in a place I need time or I'm hurting and I'm bleeding. It helps them navigate around me more effectively. So I hope this has blessed you. And I want to appreciate all of you that tune in every single week. Thank you so much. If there's a way I could be a blessing to you, let me know. But I appreciate you so much. Thank you all for listening. And I pray God's blessings be upon you and yours. Until next time, I want you to be blessed.
Peace out.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.